We now bring you The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. In this tale of terror, a bookworm falls in love with a dead girl, and a big black bird tries to talk him out of it. This simple plot is drawn out to a staggering 450 lines of Victorian poetry. Does the dweeb ever consummate his desire? No. The raven picks up her lifeless form and the bookworm chases after with a slingshot. Your local Native American tribe reminds you, the dead sleep lightly and may return to avenge the mortals who groped them in life. Also remember that animals, including the raven, have strange powers to lift and carry the dead, to bite and claw the living, and to go extinct when under pressure. When all the animals are gone, there'll be nothing left to eat but artificial sweetener and vegetables. To learn more about Edgar Allan Poe, just write a book. Oops, sorry. Read one. Our mistake. Now adults and nerdy youths can learn the capitals of all the states in evening classes at your local college. With this knowledge under your belt, you'll intimidate employers into giving you top-level jobs and pay you $100,000 worth of food stamps. As you know, real money ran out last year. Americans who know their state capitals score higher than chimps and baboons from other lands. For once, let's all pitch in together to make America look good in the eyes of easily swindled foreign people who hate us for other reasons. If you're a right-winger, you'll be pleased to know there is a new America just starting up, an America where the morals and ideals of old age cranky vets and Rush Limbaugh junkies always get their way. You can move to this new America for free and pay no taxes on your $1 trillion salary. Just relocate permanently to America 2, which is a volcanic island in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. If it's too liberal for you, try America 3, a rift valley on the surface of the moon. I'm Mr. Mark. I'm just telling you. Hey, gang. Some dillweeds don't know the difference between stroke and heat stroke. Stroke occurs when parts of the brain become starved for blood. Clots or other obstructions cut off circulation, and the brain naturally blows up. In heat stroke, just the opposite is true. Hot weather boils the brains, causing too much circulation, and the brain explodes just the same. To treat heat stroke, cool the brain at once by holding the head underwater. To treat regular stroke, restore circulation by slapping the victim, then get to a phone as soon as possible and call a coroner. Your doctor wants you to be healthy and employable, well-paid, and capable of handling enormous medical bills. To find a doctor, just pick up the phone and call the operator, describe yourself, and get free advice. Did you know oysters are a great way to treat hunger? That you can stop an earache with common morphine? That you can use ordinary oatmeal to attract Quakers? To learn more about what you don't know, just transplant your brain into the skull of a genius and change your name. Our children are our future's future. Therefore, we bring you the award-winning science project of the week. Our children and, it's the college whiz kid, Valerie Dursick, and her perpetual motion machine. This consists of a dummy's head and hands. The dummy hands shampoo the head, then rinse, then repeat. This movement happens endlessly, which of course creates a paradox that means you were never born. To get born, first have sex. Now, wait for those 9 months. Finally, have the baby and get married. For more information about sex, visit a Scandinavian country or subscribe to Late Night Cable. The morals we adhere to today will drag us kicking and screaming down the path of virtue tomorrow. By the weekend, we should be set. Well, but I can't talk about that right now. Folks, listen to this. Glad to see you, special members of the special audience. We got the scoop here on your relatives who can't stop sucking on the juice. What do you do about family members who love brain-killing booze more than they love their country? Doctors agree booze, like dope, is a drug swallowed by housewives and horse thieves alike. Best way to get them off the stuff is aversion therapy. The evil scientist's best friend. Electric shocks will cure your loved one of the alcohol bug, while pleasure signals will quickly addict him to some other drug instead. Coffee, cigarettes, MSG, color television, erotic art, or weird music. To spot the boozer in your household, look for the symptoms. Happiness, slurring speech, beard stubble, domestic violence, and a conga line of bartenders sticking up for him. If the lush refuses to dry out, only thing to do is to trick the drunkard using your massive brain. First, pretend to be a boozer yourself by chugging down a pint of scotch. Next, fall down hard and knock yourself unconscious. Finally, go into a strange and disturbing dream in which you, the fake drunkie, are redeemed by the only true God, Allah, who chops off your hand to be on the safe side and turns you over to the devil, Beelzebub, for re-education. The devil's rap goes as follows. Attention, slaves. You've broken the laws of goodness, and look at this. You've broken the laws of evil, too. What's with you, anyway? The devil asks you to choose a side and cling to it, no matter how you really feel. For more information about evil, just write your Congress, Washington, D.C., and don't forget the new 17-digit zip code. The zip code for Congress is 675-0021-468-5912. Once again, that zip code is 864-237-MILLION. And to save time, just run for Congress yourself. Everybody else does.